Joining me now, however, is JD. JD is a first-time guest. I don't know that JD and I've ever talked, which is not common. I generally do a pre-interview with almost all my guests. After 30 years of doing this, I still don't have a producer because I don't want a producer. I want to know the guest. I want to know their topic and be aware of what's happening before they come on. So I generally conduct pre-interviews, but I don't think JD and I have talked in the past. But then again, I've interviewed people, and some of them I don't even remember interviewing because we've interviewed now so many thousands of people. But we have been communicating. And JD, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Brandon. And got to meet you personally with my wife and I at the Cyber Symposium.
Oh, you did. All right. And now that I'm seeing you on the screen, I do recognize you. So we have met. I'm glad you told me that. Now, JD, I need help with your last name.
Meniere. Yeah.
Now, what nationality is that?
A little bit of French and a little bit of English and Swiss.
I was going to guess some, French. I was going to guess that, but that's actually a very attractive name, Meniere. That's classy. All right, JD, you and I have a mutual friend. Speaking of class, you and I have a very classy mutual friend, former CIA analyst, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. And that's one reason why we didn't have to do a pre-interview with you, because I know this topic pretty well, because I've been taught this topic for a few years now as I produce the radio show and television show of our mutual friend, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Before we get into our topic, EMP, Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, and EMP, blackout, cyber warfare, let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about you, JD.
Well, I'm a Hoosier. And 62 years old.
So for those who don't know, that means Iowa, right?
Ha! It's Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Sorry. Duh. Okay, now they're howling in the control room. Sorry, boys. You know what? I should know that because I saw that movie in the 1988, Hoosier, with Gene Hackman.
Well, it was a great film. My wife and I actually worked with the Bicentennial Commission of Indiana in 2016 to determine how we really got that nickname. That's something we can talk about another time. But it's not knock on the door who's there. There's an actual person, an incredible black preacher that Dave Barton with Wall Builders helped us do that research.
And really?
That's another story.
So you're in Indiana. That'll go viral. House thinks the Hoosiers are Iowa. What an idiot. that's all right. All right, so you live there. Now, did I read you ran for Congress?
You know, I have a number of times. And ultimately, we wanted to defeat a guy named Andre Carson, Indiana's 7th District, which is basically two-thirds of Indianapolis. And he's an ultra-liberal and been rated the least effective in all of 435 congressmen. He's been rated as least effective in the bottom five before, because there's no bills that carry his name. He really hasn't done anything except he's a sure vote for Nancy Pelosi.
All right. And what are you doing now, JD?
Head up the Indiana Republican Assembly, and that's so interesting. You were talking about Governor DeSantis in your previous show, and we are working with the Republican assemblies down in Florida. And we have, through Dr. Peter Pry, our mutual friend, we have an executive order to harden the grid. You know, Donald Trump was the first president to address this issue, and he executed two executive orders. And interestingly enough, his second executive order, in the first 24 hours of the Biden administration, it was nullified. Why would you dig into the weeds your first 24 hours as president? Well, because that's the one that said, we don't want Chinese components in our electric grid. And so I'm sure Biden thought, hey, Hunter, you're making way too much money for my family. I got to get rid of this executive order.
Wow.
However, the good news is, a couple of the aides for Governor Ron DeSantis really love Peter Pry's executive order, and we're praying that he'll sign on to this here in 2022. And we're going to be down there in January talking to some of the state legislators as well on this issue. So I just want to say we've been fighting this. You've heard Dr. Pry, and you know well this subject, but it's high time. It's high time that this nation addresses this issue, because EMP is the ultimate cyber hit to our nation.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate takedown of our grid and our civilization.
You know, JD, as and by the way, the organization that you're heading up, say this again.
Well, it's called the Republican Assemblies of Indiana and Florida, and we're part of the National Federation of Republican Assemblies.
And so, obviously, you must be on the conservative side of that group.
Well, we are, and it was Ronald Reagan's favorite volunteer organization supporting his campaigns as governor and then as president. And we, interestingly enough, my wife and I, who is a pastor, by the way, and got to meet you too, Brian, Brandon, there in South Dakota at the Cyber Symposium. But we drove through Texas back 2 months ago for our biennial convention of all the board of directors, Republican assemblies. Well, we head up Indiana. And as we drove through Texas, remember in February, 75-year freeze.
Right.
And we saw what happened. 100 people died in Texas because the grid went down. So we, interestingly enough, we went through the panhandle and we drove 3-day drive to our convention in Scottsdale. But at night we saw on the panhandle nothing but just miles and miles of wind turbines, none of which the blades were moving. I mean, there was some wind outside, but those blades were not moving, and they did not.
Why?
Brandon, they didn't winterize those blades is the problem.
Oh, is that why they weren't turning?
Yes. Well, no, now they are. I think they must need a lot of wind to work is my only theory on that one.
Wow.
But back in February when the freeze, the 75-year freeze, nothing like that they've seen in 75 years, I mean, that caused at least 100 deaths and billions of dollars of economic downturn.
Yeah. So let's talk about EMP. Today I had on, as I did last night, Annie Cyrus talking about Iran. Iran, as you know, since the probably late 90s, has boasted about practicing shooting an EMP off of a freighter. I think it was just a month or so, well, maybe 2 or 3 months ago now, we showed video footage, I don't know if you saw it, of an Iranian military officer talking about the missile launching system on a freighter, and they were showing the news report, and he was bragging about it. So Iran has boasted about this. Peter Pry has warned us about the Shahab missile that could be used shot off of a Iranian freighter or fishing vessel. So we got Iran already, you know, threatening us. We got Iran threatening Israel, threatening America. They could do this. We've got North Korea. It looks like North Korea may indeed have a EMP program going as well. Then, of course, you add in there Russia, China, all together. Who are you most concerned about? I mean, these groups all work together and have military alliances together. But who are you most concerned about when you talk about an EMP strike on America?
Well, I think all of the above. The problem is, you know, Peter Pry pointed out that North Korea orbits satellites. It started in the Super Bowl during Obama presidency. And every 38 minutes or so, one of those North Korea KSM-3 satellites orbits the United States. Now, what if they had an EMP nuclear device and they exploded it? Well, the problem is, we knew it was probably one of four actors that did it, but we know exactly, you know, maybe it was China, maybe instead of Iran, maybe it was North Korea, maybe Russia. And it would take down a lot of our other satellites. And so how do we respond? Do we, you know, launch all the missiles and just destroy the Earth? I mean, it's a big problem, high altitude nuclear EMP weapons. And, you know, Dr. Pry points out that just even years ago, Iran was using trawlers and those Shahab missiles, and they were doing test firing at high altitude. So they're up to that. That's part of their military doctrine, as well as China, Russia, North Korea, and they're creating super EMP weapons. So we're up against it, America. We have to just simply get back and get with our legislators, get with our governors, and say, enough is enough. We're going to harden using U.S. materials. We're going to harden our electric grid.
How many, what are the Republicans? When you talk to Republicans about this around the country, as the group you're with, as you've explained, you work with the more conservative wing of the Republican Party in these states. clearly you're making some headway, it sounds like, in Florida. But what about in Indiana? What about in some of these other states? Are some of these folks, lawmakers, taking seriously the real threat of electromagnetic pulse? And by the way, for those who don't know, you could release an EMP up over the U.S. and it wouldn't damage us personally at all.
Yeah.
It's the electromagnetic pulse that would catch on and have a real issue with putting down our power grid. So you're, again, if you go watch my documentary Siege at siegethemovie.com, it's 8.5 hours. Dr. Pry is in it a lot. Siegethemovie.com. I've got a 4-star general of the Air Force, General Hyten, who just recently, I think, retired, is about to. He was saying this. So you don't have to take my word for it or JD's word for it. General Hyten, 4-star general of the Air Force, saying, look, if we get hit by an EMP, of which America's not prepared, he went on to say the military is more prepared, but the civilian infrastructure is not prepared. You can forget going out to your out to the parking lot and starting your car. Everything is going to quit and come to a screeching halt. So please understand, if you're new, letting a nuclear weapon go up in the atmosphere is not going to have any impact on us physically, but it is going to destroy our power grid. Now, depending on where they shoot it off, it could take down part of the grid on the East Coast, or it could take down the West Coast or Texas. But of course, as JD will probably tell you, if you take down the East Coast, the pull that it has, it's going to be pretty tough to probably keep the other grid up. It could really pull. But what is the response? And you can respond to all that, JD, but what is the response you're getting when you try to explain this to Republican leadership or even Democrat leaders in these states, and that, you know, we can harden our grid and protect us state by state? Is it falling on deaf ears?
No. But, you know, there were some great quips from Mike Lindell that we, and I'll never forget it, at the Cyber Symposium with you. And one, he says, this is like a spy movie. And he was talking about your guys' attempts, you know, and I'm working with you to clean up the 2020 election. There was all that cyber hacking that occurred from foreign entities.
Right.
Which you guys have noted. Well, it's similar with protecting the grid. You have the four nations, the bad actors you just mentioned, but you have the Murkowskis, the Fred Uptons, it used to be Mac Thornberry in Texas. They get a lot of money from the utility industry. So in the last 10 years, there's hundreds of millions of dollars the utility industry has thrown into trying to keep us from spending money to harden the grid. And you say, well, why would that be? It doesn't make any sense. Well, they want to control, unfortunately. You know, Dr. Pry once sat at a conference with the former NERC chairman, Jerry Colley. And he said, Jerry, if we just have the federal government pay for all of the hardening of the grid, it doesn't cost you utilities anything, zero. What do you think of that, Jerry? He said, oh, no. He just told him. He said, that we don't want to lose control. Sounds pretty bad. It's like, oh, we've got bad actors even right here in America. You know, the problem is if you go down to the utility companies and let's say in Texas, and our team has gone down there, and you go up and, you know, and check all the floors and the offices, how come you should have a lot of engineers? Instead, you have a lot of lawyers. And so we're up against an ingrained group that has hundreds of millions of dollars that they spend, and they will be the main contributors a lot of times to key government officials. Texas, retired Colonel Hall has had a great bill to harden the Texas grid. And most of the senators, state senators, signed on this year. And then they create a version at the House level, which looks good. And so everybody is saying, yeah, we're all for this. We just had a terrible disaster in February. What happens? It gets to the conference level and the committee. So one key chairman can pull the rug out, change one syllable, change one word, and then the conference will just say, well, we're not going to let this go through. And that's happened. So, yeah, it's like a spy movie. We got the bad actors abroad, and we have them here. We have them here.
And would you agree with me, JD, that if we were to be attacked by Iran or China or North Korea, and again, the fact that they could use the Club K cargo missile launching system, which I deal with in my book, or in my documentary, Sabotage. And again, folks, if you go to that website, see, there's siegethemovie.com, and then there's sabotagethemovie.com. These are two of my documentaries. By the way, I hate to do this shameless plug right in the middle of this, but let me do it now that I've mentioned it. We are running a special where we've got Sabotage, the how the Islamist Marxists and their useful idiots are destroying America from within. In this documentary, I show you footage of a Club K cargo system. Real footage, not computer generated. I do show you computer generated, but I show you real footage of what is looks like a boxcar. They go in the back of a semi or a rail car, but up pops four cruise missiles, four silos for four cruise missiles that you could put a nuclear weapon on the end of. And these are being manufactured in Russia. The last price tag I think I saw was you could get one for about $10 million. Not a lot of money for ISIS, right? Or some of these rogue states. So sabotage, 6 hours. Siege, the clear and present dangers pushing America to the brink of a Marxist, Islamic revolution, civil war, World War III, and globalism. That was 8.5 hours. Dr. Pry is on this one, talking about EMP a lot. And then 2 hour documentary, part one on my movie, Brainwashed America. All of them, $29.99. And I'm throwing in my book, Christian Worldview for Students and Christian Worldview for Children for free. So it's a lot of stuff for $29.99. You'll find it in my bookstore at wvwtv.com/store. wvwtv.com/store. Sorry for that shameless plug there, but since we're mentioning it, I want people to know if they go to and watch at sabotagethemovie.com, they'll see the video footage of this Club K cargo system manufactured in Russia. And what we've got from news reports documented is this family, the Dr. Jafar family, tied back to Saddam Hussein. One of the Jafar brothers used to be the nuclear mastermind, it's said to be, of Saddam Hussein and developed a nuclear football. And apparently and reportedly, we've given his family, you know, a multi-year contract to the port in Port Canaveral and now over in Delaware. And yet they're in a relationship with these people in the Club K car. True or false?
You're absolutely right, and I think they're trying to take over Long Beach.
Yes.
It was during Obama's years that was allowed to take place. And yeah, it's a huge threat. But, you know, what's the good news? Well, the good news is God's on our side. And the good news is reasonable people can realize this is a huge vulnerability in America, and we have all the tools to protect ourselves, and it won't cost that much money, and we can implement the Faraday cage stuff, the neutral ground blocking devices, everything to shield our grid, and even the extra high voltage transformers. They're $1 million per transformer. So the states have the resources. We have the capability of doing this. We just need the political will. And Brandon, thanks to you and all the years you've been covering this issue, you're raising the conscious level of, you know, that, especially with Mike Lindell. Everybody knows they get hacked. We know we live in a digital world where there's so much hack and cyber attacks in our lives. And so now I think maybe we've reached critical mass, and we're going to try to get with the American voters and the American leaders and try to turn this thing around. I think we can.
So you talk about these big transformers. I mean, these things are not just sitting on a shelf somewhere, are they? I mean, you have one that gets damaged or goes down. It's not just sitting on a shelf. You have to get them from, what, Germany and South Korea?
And China. And that's been an issue.
And it takes months to get them. And they have to be specifically built for where they're sitting, right?
Yeah, their complexes all get out. They're unique for each location. And they take 18 months to develop.
Phew.
And then now our own Department of Energy has looked at the back door at some of these Chinese extra high voltage transformers and realized, there's some vulnerabilities here. They won't tell us that, but Trump warned against that. That's why he did his executive order. We're going to try to raise awareness in all the states, especially Florida. They've got 20 or 30 of those extra high voltage transformers. In my own state, Indiana, we have even more than that. And we got to just tackle the problem. We can afford to do it. We have the technology. We just have to have the will.
Absolutely. All right. Do you have a website, JD?
Well, I'll tell you, I love to point to three, and they all linked with Indiana Republican Assembly, INRA, superpac.com. And you'll click on this portion where we're talking about protecting critical infrastructure and the grid, and you'll see the links to Dr. Pry's website, the Secure the Grid organization. There's a great organization we work with, and Hank Cooper, Ambassador Hank Cooper, who helped for Ronald Reagan at the Geneva talks a few years ago to indeed helped bring down the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union. And he is such a strong laborer on protecting the grid as well. So you got all those links. We invite people to get on board. If you're in Florida, check with our Florida Republican assemblies in Indiana and across the country. And I just thank you, Brandon, for highlighting this issue. It's just a great blessing for our nation that you're the Paul Revere, you and Mike Lindell, here
well,
this last year.
You're very, very kind. And, you know, the one that's been doing the heavy lifting for so long is Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, and his latest book, Blackout Warfare. I have that right? Blackout Warfare? I got my copy downstairs in my office. There it is. Well, that's Blackout Wars.
That's an older version.
Okay.
But we want all the state reps and governors to take a good look at this.
Yeah, at Blackout Wars, Blackout Warfare is his latest. He's got a bunch. You just type in Dr. Peter Vincent Pry into Amazon. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry into Amazon and check it out. This is very, very serious. And again, he's a former CIA analyst. We produce his radio show here and his TV show. This is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, existential threat to our nation, and one that most Americans know nothing about. Would you agree in closing, JD?
I do, although it's gotten better. I've learned a lot from Peter, a ton in the last 8 years. And 8 years ago, you know, 5% of people couldn't even spell EMP or had no idea. But in the general population, more and more are catching on to this.
Yeah, well, they've even made some movies about EMP and a few other things. So that is helping to make people aware. But it is a very, very serious threat, and one that our enemies know we're vulnerable. They know this is one sure, quick way to bring us down as a nation, don't they? They know this.
They do. They have a military doctrine. You know, like you talked about, our civilian grid powers our Department of Defense. So, yeah, they're hardened against 50,000 volts per meter, all of our equipment, but they get all the power from the civilian grid, which is not hardened. And so we've got some real issues, but by God's grace, we're going to continue to fight the good fight. And we're seeing encouraging signs that there's some Western states that are going to come up with grid bills to protect here in 2022 session. And we're going to work hard in Florida and other states and until we get it right.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. When you get information in Florida or some of those Western states that have legislation, would you reach out to me and let me know so we can encourage our audience to encourage those representatives to, you know, pass this legislation? So in other words, we'll make it an action item here. When we know we have such a bill to harden the grid in Florida or one of the Western states, we can get our folks involved in and really pushing toward passing that legislation in that state. Would you make us aware of that, please?
We sure will. And it's kind of like that spy movie theme. We don't want the opposition to know until the bills hit the floor in January, and then I'm sure going to get that information to you, and I know Peter will help you so much.
Excellent. Thank you, J.D. Manier, checking in. Happy and holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family, J.D.
God bless, and thank you for all you do, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Glad you were with us tonight. Thanks for making time. J.D. Manier checking in with us tonight on this very serious issue of electromagnetic pulse. A very, very serious issue, one that America better get up to speed on very, very fast.